Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the phone right now on this Friday morning, we've got Phil Moore to talk about the 7th annual Niagara Pal Santa Dash 5K. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Really good. So this Santa Dash is Saturday, December 7th, so not too far away.
No, coming up soon, and it's funny you were mentioning the rain today and the snow, and we're hoping that no rain that day, hopefully some sunshine bright and early 2 weeks from now.
So it's December 7th, race starts at 9 a.m. It's $30 if you want to get in early to do the Santa Dash, $35 race day. I'm guessing everybody dresses like Santa Claus?
So it's a variety of costumes. We give out prizes to the top three holiday-themed costumes. Some people dress as Santa. Sometimes you see some reindeer, some snowmen, some other festive elves and different items, different costumes you can't even think of. But that's half the fun. You know, the running obviously is a big part of it. We fundraise for our community, but the costumes really have added a special dash of excitement for all of the runners the last couple of years.
I think last year someone dressed up like, Jane, you remember that Christmas story, the pink bunny outfit? That the kid wears.
Oh, I love
there
that.
There was a guy
yes.
dressed like character from A Christmas Story. And I'm like, I don't know how you're running it, but the costume was awesome. So it's all kind of holiday themed costumes. Mm-hmm. The wilder, the better.
And this is all to help the Police Athletic League.
Correct. This is the Niagara Police Athletic League. We reach out across the entire Niagara County and into some of Erie County, some overlapping programs. Throughout the year, there's a variety of, 30 different programs, tens of thousands of different kids are affected, whether it's through scholarships or direct on-field athletics or chess programs or just a variety of things, to name a few.
I love a good traveling trophy. Where are the trophies? And those people know they've got to bring it back to earn it again, right? Because
Within our race, correct, sorry to cut you off. So within our race, we have a couple separate races, and it's kind of to add a little excitement, a little fun, being part of the Police Athletic League. We really like to coordinate with our police officers of the area as well as our first responders. So we have the Donut Cup Challenge, and that is for all the law enforcement runners out there, the top law enforcement winner. It's a really cool trophy. It's got this like decorative donut on top, a little play on words for our police officers. We also have the educators trophy. So any educator from the elementary schools all the way up to college professors, there's a little side race there. We get a lot of school involvement based on, our involvement with so many kids and youth throughout the county. We also have our first responders trophy. So, we started off the first time with our police cup, but then we had so many others that were interested, whether it was fire department or EMTs or others in the community. So we wanted to make sure we include them. And then last year we added a high school race. Kind of runs similar to like a cross-country style. So teams can be up to 10 athletes from a school. It doesn't have to be a cross-country runner, but 10 athletes from a school, and the top five runners, their scores get calculated. And we have a high school winner as well with those.
with a 5K, that would be a fast run for everybody.
Pretty fast. You know, it's about a little over 3 miles for a 5K. It's a beautiful course. We start at the Sheridan Niagara Falls on 3rd Street. We run down Old Falls Street, which is kind of a brick road, into mm-hmm. Niagara Falls State Park. It runs up the rapids, does a little loop throughout one of those first blocks there, and comes back through the state park. So it really is a beautiful run. Even on cold, icy days, I've been out there. It's just magical. It kind of feels like Christmas. A little cold. You got to make sure you're warmed up if it's a windy day. But the race itself, it really is enjoyable.
So where can somebody register for the 7th Annual Niagara Pal Santa Dash 5K?
Sure. There's a couple ways to do that. You can always check our website at NigerPAL.com. But then there's a direct site if you go to score-this.com. They're the race organizers. They're a local Western New York company. They host many races throughout the region. On that website, you can register. You can check results. You can see past winners. Other information, times, maps, everything you need is on that website of score-this.com.
So am I saying it wrong? Like when I see, because I knew it was the Police Athletic League, when it says PAL, do you say PAL or do you say P-A-L?
I kind of say both.
Okay.
We say PAL.
I was just wondering.
Sometimes I say P-A-L if I'm just kind of verbalizing it. But more times than not, we just call ourselves PAL.
I love that. So you've got all these different trophies. I think there should be one more trophy you should add. And it should just be like a random person gets to be like the, quote, winner of the race. And so they get the traveling trophy as the winner. You know what I mean? Just like they could be like, yeah, I won. They could just be the winner. It doesn't have to be the winner of the race. But wouldn't it be so cool if you ran in a race? And if you're someone like me, you would never in a million years imagine winning the race.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to come up with that. Now that you've come up, I want to create it. And it reminds me very often, you know, my friends and I will golf in some charity golf tournaments. We're not great golfers. And we always go out there. We're like, we're not here to win the tournament. We're here to win the day. And that's what we're going to do today. So
we're
going to pick someone that wins the day, give them a trophy, say, you won today. I love it.
So, Jane, are you looking for I just showed up kind of trophy?
No, I want to be picked as like the winner of the day. Like Phil was saying, it just like makes me feel good about myself.
The turtle
in some
of the race award.
It doesn't, you know.
Of the race.
Some people can go through life. Here's a shocker. Some people can go through life and not feel like they have to win the something. Yep. They're happy just being part of it. Yep. But it's just fun to be a winner. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you got me, Phil.
I'm going to find a winner. I'm going to make them like a gold star.
I love that.
A gold star on somebody and call them a winner.
Love that.
One thing I forgot to mention, our costume contest, one of our wonderful judges is sitting next to you. Nicholas Pickles will be helping judge again our costume contest.
Yeah, I'm part of that.
As well as Niagara Falls Superintendent Mark Laurie and Chief of Police Brian Del Porto.
So are you giving them parameters or are they just going to pick like
it is the best holiday themed costume you can come up with. We don't want to limit anybody. We want to see what you can come up with. If it's fun, if it's serious, if it's detailed, you know, everything's in the open there.
Awesome.
If it's good, it's good, Jan. It's as simple as that. It's very hard to judge the parameters. It's just you look at it and you're like, yep, that one.
You guys do a lot of great work in the Niagara County area and we appreciate your time and good luck with this race. It sounds like a blast.
Thank you. I appreciate the time today.
All righty. This is Kiss 98.5.